British Sky Broadcasting presents Failure to Launch, starring Matthew McConaughey as Trip and Sarah Jessica Parker as Paula, directed by Tom Day and produced by Scott Rudin and Scott Avasano, voiced by Willow Nash on behalf of MCS Agency. A young, attractive couple sit very close together in a restaurant.
I just feel really close to you.
You are really close to me.
Well, this way, we can share everything.
Wow, that's so good.
They see an elderly couple holding hands.
Look, you're still so in love. How great is that? So where do you see us going?
Well, tonight I see us going back to my place.
Later, the couple in a cute old sports car pull up outside a large mansion house. The girl frantically kisses the man, grabbing hold of him and pulling him to her. He finally extricates himself and gets out of the car.
Wow! This is your house?
Yeah.
It's beautiful!
Thank you. I like to come home to a nice place.
Kissing, they stumble through the front door. Falling against the wall, they continue kissing and later are in bed together. Rolling to and fro, caught up in the bedclothes.
Trip, as long as you're outside.
Oh.
Oh, come on, Pop.
Ooh.
Whoa, man. Don't you knock?
What? Your mama's, she snoring like a rhino. And then this music got started. Oh, hey. It must be Melody.
Mm-mm. Melissa.
Oh, it's Melissa. Melissa. Okay. All right. Y'all have a good time.
My pal.
The father leaves the man's room. The woman is aghast.
You live with your parents?
Is that a problem?
Are you kidding me?
And she's leaving.
Stomping down the steps.
Unbelievable.
Putting on her coat.
Did you move that umbrella stand?
No.
Shit.
We gotta get rid of that thing. You know we're gonna get sued.
Damn.
And she's out.
Another one bites the dust.
And he is still here.
Morning breaks to bright sunshine. Trip, the young man, stretches and yawns. His hair is all ruffled and he smiles contentedly to himself, peeping through the blinds at the new day. He steps out of bed onto a crisp packet on a mat that reads, Welcome Aboard. Crunching the remains of crisps into the rug, he slouches towards the ensuite bathroom, dumping Melissa's panties on a pile of clothes on the way. He licks his fingers and closes the door. He wets his face. Half a glass of wine sits by the sink. He squirts a ton of toothpaste onto his brush and makes faces like a child in the mirror. His mother later makes his bed, sorts out his clothes and hoovers his room. She places two piles of neatly laundered clothes on his bed and takes out another basket full of washing. As she is leaving the room, Trip comes out of the bathroom and picks up a freshly laundered top. Breathes the fresh scent in deeply and puts it on. He enters the kitchen.
Not really. What do
you say, Pop?
Morning, son. Did he sleep last night?
He gulps down the last of the orange juice, and as his mum pops open the pedal bin, he throws the carton like a basketball into the bin. He joins his father at the breakfast table as his mum brings over pancakes, eggs, bacon, and sausage. His father has a humble roll of cereal.
Okay, honey. There you go.
You're the best, Mom.
The father holds out his cup for coffee as his wife whisks the pot away. Trip snatches his father's paper from him.
Oh. How does it feel when things are going your way?
Later, his mum straightens his collar, hands him his lunch and an apple, and he leaves the house.
Don't forget your snack.
How does it feel when things feel like they should?
Think fast.
Trip strolls down the garden path, eating his apple. He hops into his car.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Not bad at all. Not bad at all.
Later, he is in a yoga class in the cradle position, chatting to a friend.
So you dumped Melissa?
Well, technically, she dumped me.
What happened?
It was last night. We're in a restaurant. She sees this elderly couple, and they were holding hands. And then she decides to hold my hand. So she smiles at me. Next thing I knew, she gives me the look.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
No harm, no foul, though. It's just time for her to meet the parents.
Ugh, not the parents.
Bye-bye, Melissa.
Will.
Here we go again.
Yeah, what's your point?
The point is, my friend, you are afraid of love.
Bullshit. No, man, I'm not afraid of love. I love love. Look, I've had a lot of girlfriends, right? And sometimes I'm the rebound guy. Other times, when I get lucky, I'm the explore new areas of your sexuality guy. But every single time, we have fun. Thank you. I have fun, they have fun. It's good for me, it's good for them, and I would argue that it's damn good for civilization as a whole.
If more people thought that way.
I do sleep well at night.
On a twin bed with Superman sheets that you've had since you were six.
As opposed to you, sleeps in a king-size bed in your mother's basement.
It's orthopedic, and I need it. And at least I'm not sponging off my parents so I can afford to get laid on every continent.
Whoa. I'm a rambling man. I'm a tumbleweed. I'm a seeker of truth. Mm. And one truth I've learned, a child is a parent's greatest joy. Which is why I can't leave my parents' place, because they would miss me.
Amen, brother.
And yet, in America, we're shunned for our lifestyle.
Well, we should be celebrating our lifestyle. We are men who still live at home.
Yes.
We're not here to apologize about who we are, how we do it, or who we live with.
No!
I'm looking around this table, hombres, and I see three winners, huh? And to every one of those out there who sees something different, I say, bring it on. Because it's going to take a stick of dynamite to get me out of my parents' house.
The boy is 35 years old.
It's just not fair.
35 years.
We were good parents, and now we're supposed to be done.
Hey, I don't blame my kid for staying. Our place is much nicer than anything he can afford.
Well, our son's a flight attendant. He travels so much, it doesn't make any sense to have his own apartment.
Yeah, plus he has a lot of pilot friends who let him stay over.
Well, I say the whole thing comes down to being afraid to spank. I mean, you can't build a house without a hammer.
Anyone for a guava smasher? I learned to make them in Maui. These really chased your troubles away.
Yeah, sweetie.
Right. And who is my hot little wahini, huh?
Ooh. Bev? What is that? Oh, I got this in Hawaii. This is Lono, the god of fertility. Bud has one, too. Do you want to see it?
No! I mean, what's going on here?
Dougie moved out!
What? You're kidding.
Yes, when?
What, like 2 months ago.
It's been amazing.
Hey, how many times a week do you think we do it?
Oh, God.
He holds up eight fingers.
What? Oh!
I can't believe it. How'd you do it? Dougie's a sweet kid, but...
How in the world did you get him to move out?
He met a girl.
Met a girl. Trip meets a new girl every week.
Well, let's just say maybe he hasn't met the right girl.
A gorgeous girl enters a furniture store where Trip and his parents are looking at chairs.
Al, I don't want another recliner. I want something new.
Hey, here's something new. Cup holders.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Nice.
Get what you want. Just know that I'm going to be having an affair within the next 6 months. Hmm? I've got to recline. I'm making it interesting.
Deal.
Hey, gang. Stay on point here, huh? Picking out chairs.
Hello, Dolly.
Son, you see her?
Pop?
Huh?
Pick a chair.
This is the one I want.
Sold.
No, that's polka dot. We're not going to put that in the house.
Pop, relax. She's taking the chair with her when she leaves you.
We're going to buy that chair.
I am getting this polka dot chair. I've got my own money.
Unless you start dancing again, you're broke.
The woman bumps into Trip.
Excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
It's mine.
Yes, ma'am. You buying that?
No.
Want a cocktail, blanket, or anything?
No, I just need my 20 minutes.
For what?
To clear my head.
Oh.
I come here to relax.
You know what helps me?
Mm-hmm.
Put on the Food Network.
Mm.
Takes the edge right off.
Gotta find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, look, the salesmen don't mind because I bring them coffee, and the music selection is a soothing blend of mid-70s singers, songwriters, and smooth jazz. It's practically narcotic.
Mm.
And usually people leave me alone.
Sure they do. Oh, there's what you're talking about.
It's nice, huh?
Yeah, I make fun of my parents, but these babies are sweet.
I'm Paula.
I'm Tripp.
You know, usually I don't sleep with someone on the first date.
Well, I don't think this counts as a first date.
It would be a date if you asked me to have a drink tonight.
Mm-hmm. You want to have a drink tonight?
Can't. How about lunch tomorrow?
Sure. Wait, tomorrow's Saturday.
Sometimes I eat on Saturdays.
No, I'm doing something with my nephew.
Oh.
How about Monday?
I'll meet you here.
Beautiful.
A girl pours champagne into a glass, smiling and closing her eyes in ecstasy. Paula enters the apartment.
Hey, hey!
Hey! Paula! Good news, it's Champagne Thursday.
It's Friday.
Yeah, Thursday came twice this week.
Huh. For the third straight week.
There's talk of making it permanent.
Oh, kind of like daylight savings time?
Right. But from booze.
Cheers.
Cheers. Shut up, you whore.
Oh, I'm sorry, was I sipping too loudly for you?
No, you're not sipping too loud. It's that goddamn bird outside my goddamn window. What the hell kind of devil bird chirps at night?
I think it sounds kind of pretty.
You met a guy today.
As a matter of fact, I did. He's cute, too.
I met a guy today, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm. He's a radiologist.
Oh, well, that's a step up.
He offered to give me a full body scan next week, free of charge.
Those don't come cheap, you know.
I know. I'm pretty excited about it. How cute.
Cute. Well, Tripp's a really nice guy. He's smart, he's sweet, he's funny. We had a wonderful first meeting. I see incredible potential here.
So all systems are go.
Based on the initial personality assessment, I think that I can have your son moved out of this house and living on his own by June 15th.
Hallelujah!
Well, you know, you'd be amazed at how many adult children are still living at home. Now, it's my opinion that the root cause is a lack of self-esteem.
Oh, Oprah talks about that all the time.
Oprah don't know crap. Back when I was growing up, nobody had self-esteem, and we turned out fine.
You're a rock, Al. You make me a better woman.
Look, many young men who should be able to move out simply can't. It's called failure to launch, and that's where I come in. Young men develop self-esteem best during a romantic relationship, so I simulate one. We have a memorable meeting. We get to know each other over a few casual meals. He helps me through an emotional crisis. Then I meet his friends, if he has any. Then I let him teach me something. But the bottom line is, he bonds with me. He lets go of you. He moves out.
But how do you make sure that he'll fall in love with you?
You look nice, you find out what they like, and then you pretend to like it too.
That is pretty much how it works.
What about sex?
Al, I never have sex with a client. Besides, I need to keep Tripp motivated, and let's face it, after men have sex.
Is there anything that we need to do?
Well, for starters, you could make life a little more difficult for him. You know, more chores, more responsibilities, that kind of thing.
I just think you should know that Tripp has had some rough breaks.
I promise you, when this is over, Tripp is going to be an independent, self-sufficient adult.
Shut up, dude. Don't help him.
Watch safety.
No.
He's in a run defense.
Don't do it. Don't do it. I got you.
Towards Moss.
Watch out,
Gordy. No, you don't. Shit.
That's a bad word, Jeffrey.
So is Bastard, but that just means your parents aren't married.
Look at him.
No!
Look at him.
He's going go all the way. Yes.
Sit.
Yeah.
That's great, man. That's good sportsmanship. Nice dance.
Wow, my forehead itches.
Oh, that's cool. L for loser.
Keep it up, little man. Make you walk home.
Yeah, you are such a good uncle.
That's like 8 miles. It'll take you 2 days.
Hey, boys.
Hey.
Hi. Tripp, we're going out.
All right. Listen, game one chips and salsa downstairs?
Oh, I didn't get to the store. But you could go. And, you said you needed your basketball shorts, so I put them in the laundry.
All right, thank you, babe.
But I didn't get to it. So you're going to need to do a load.
Load?
And your bathroom needs cleaning. So I left the stuff in the hall. And when you're done with the rubber gloves, just remember to turn them inside out. Bye.
Tripp and his friends stare dumbfounded after Tripp's mother as she leaves.
Something's wrong with your mom.
On a sailing boat.
This is really nice. I've never actually been on a sailboat before.
Hey, I'd be fine if I never set foot on solid ground again.
You know, I bet I'd really love it if we ever left the dock.
Well, yeah. To actually take you out on the water on the first date would be very forward of you, Paula.
Well, so far, I must say I'm very impressed. It's a beautiful setting, simple meal. I assume this technique has worked in the past?
Yes, ma'am, it has. Is it working now?
You know what? It kind of is.
Uh-oh. Let's go for a walk.
But I'm not done with lunch.
Yeah, you are.
Seriously, I'm not one of those girls who don't eat. I wanted all that.
See, technically, this is not my boat. Actually, it's not my boat in any way.
What?
I'm a boat broker. I sell boats. I would love to own a boat like this, but it's not the right time in my life. Besides, the guy who does own this boat is right behind you. Hey there, Mr. Axelrod. Thought you were out of town.
Well, I was, and now I'm not. What's going on? Is that a fork? Are you eating on my boat?
No.
When did you redo the galley?
Oh, you're in the market.
Might be. What'd she draw?
7-3.
Cherry's a little dark.
Yeah, the wife picked it.
She's got nice lines.
She's fast, too.
Well, she certainly is Yar. I'll think about it. Thanks for your time.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
You gonna let her walk away?
Giving her space, Mr. Axelrod. Now, I'm going after her. Excuse me, ma'am. She certainly is Yar.
Philadelphia story.
Sweet. All right. Assuming that pretending to own a yacht was a brilliant, romantic, yet ultimately flawed idea, how do you see the rest of the day playing out?
I don't know. I'm so hungry, I can't think. Seagulls ate my lunch.
What if I take it to a restaurant?
Are you going to pretend to own it?
No. All the restaurants I own are in Europe.
Trip's friend crashes his bike into the rock that Trip stands on. They have been mountain biking.
Oh, hey there, Ace. Glad you could make it, man. We thought you went home.
I fell into a deep, dark crevice. Oh, I was so scared.
Did you go out with Lazy Girl?
Paula. I did. We had lunch.
Will there be a second date?
There will be a second date.
Yet the relationship is doomed to failure.
Right. And why are we doomed?
You live with your parents?
He's right. Your entire life is set up perfectly for any relationships.
We've been out one time. She's a nice girl, I'm a nice guy. We had fun, and I must tell you, son, nothing is dead.
The two men race off on their bikes through the forest. They leap over a chasm. Riding either side of a tree, they nearly crash, sending Trip over the handlebars and into the undergrowth. As Trip recovers, his friend spots a chipmunk and carefully and gently feeds it a monkey nut.
Gnarly crash! What are you doing?
Shh! Remember, we're the visitors here. Come on.
Wow. Feed him a little peanut?
Yeah.
He gets that stuff all the time, man.
This is what he wants.
You want a treat from the big city, boy?
He's not a child, Trip.
Come here, little boy. You want a little bit of chocolate, baby? Boop, 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 boop.
Giving him a power bar?
Everybody loves chocolate, baby. Boop, boop,
boop, boop. Trip, he's saying no.
Ooh, look into my eyes.
He's saying no, Trip.
Boy, 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 boy.
Trip? Trip?
Trip's bitten.
Dude. Oh,
what is it doing? Is that a squirrel?
No, it's a chipmunk.
Watch the bike.
Trip arrives at Paula's house, and her moody-looking flatmate answers the door. His hand is heavily bandaged.
Oh, hey. I'm Trip. You must be Kit.
It's a mockingbird.
Who did what?
It's a mockingbird.
What is?
You don't hear that? That annoying noise.
Oh, yeah, now I hear it.
I looked it up. They can imitate car alarms and telephones and other birds. I called animal control, and you know what they said? They said I should just enjoy one of nature's most talented singers.
Yeah.
I'm gonna kill it.
Okay, I'm all set.
Oh, wow.
Hi.
Wow, look at you.
Well, look at you.
Sweet shoes.
Really? Oh, thanks. Okay, well, yeah, we're gonna go. See ya. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, you two kids have a blast.
Thanks.
Hey, kid. Now, good luck with the...
Haha.
Huh? It's a chipmunk bite.
I figured. Obviously not a normal chipmunk.
You're right about that. Now, this was like a big, oversized, like, bobcat, grizzly bear, chipmunky. I'm pretty fortunate to still be here.
Wow. Yeah. What did the doctor say?
I didn't need to see a doctor. I had some cream at home that I put on it.
You had chipmunk cream?
Yeah.
Wow, that's lucky.
Isn't it? Oh, I take it you like Japanese food.
Oh, I love it. I'm also going to order a huge dessert, drink too much, and maybe talk about my old boyfriends.
Yeah?
Does that intimidate you?
Not at all. Cheers, Paul.
Cheers.
All right, T-R-I, double P, going in to get a little squid.
Do you need me to help you with that?
I got it. Look at this.
I admire the confidence.
Thank you. I am fairly ambidextrous.
The squid pins into a woman's face.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Excuse me. The squid is a little bit greasy tonight.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's not easy to do.
I didn't see anything.
Tell me about yourself. What do you do for a living?
I teach special needs kids.
Later, as they're walking home.
How's the hand, Miss Robin?
No.
Is the medication wearing off?
It's kind of scratchy. Yeah.
Well, home again.
Home again.
I had a nice time.
I did too.
Good.
And fun.
Good.
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut up, you crazy bastard! Bird, this! Hey, kid.
What? Hi. Can you guys see me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
What?
Dinner and a show.
Paula quickly gives him a smacking kiss on the lips and whirls away.
Good night.
Good night. Now, what type of boat do you see yourself in?
Well, I'm not sure, but I do know that I need to be out in the open sea.
Well, you gotta ask yourself some questions. Do you like speed? Right. Do you like to hear the roar of an engine? Do you want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible? If that turns you on, then you want a powerboat.
Okay, that's it. That's it. Power. That's me.
Well, that's one way to go. But maybe you want to slow down. You know, listen to the wind and the water. Have sunrise and sunset as your only clock. Know that you could go around the world on less than a tank of gas. Now, if that sounds good to you, then maybe you're sailors. This is not a hobby. It's a lifestyle.
Well, no, that is passion. What has happened to you? I want to feel the wind.
I do not want to feel. I want to make the wind. Okay, look.
Make the wind.
I'm not a sailor. I'm not a sailor. I'm a power guy. Power.
You're
a power boat.
Guy.
Excuse me, propeller. I want to feel that.
Guys
beneath.
Who drink Kahlua and cream are not power guys, honey.
Trip.
Whoa,
slow down. Slow down, Paula.
Mr. Fritz was my best friend. Since he was a little puppy, just a little furball, he was too small to even jump up on the bed, and now he's he saved my life, you know.
He did?
And now I can't do anything for him, and I'm...
Paula strokes Tripp's chest as she clings to him, burying her head in his neck. The vet looks at her watch and then to Paula. Paula nods and the vet nods in agreement. She takes a syringe and pushes it into the dog's leg.
I'm so glad you're here.
Yeah, of course I am.
Can I have a minute alone with him? Thank you.
I'll be right outside.
Okay.
Trip leaves the room and Paula drops her act as the vet returns with an understanding smile.
Oh, thanks, Gretchen.
Anytime.
Oh, gosh, emotional crisis day is so critical. I cry, he cries, it totally bonds us. So how long do you think he's going to sleep for?
Half an hour. He's only here for some dental work.
Oh. What's his real name, anyway?
I don't know. I just clean their teeth and chop their balls off.
The three friends are at a paintballing ground.
God, that is so sad.
Yeah, it was a beautiful dog, man. She was devastated.
Well, this is exactly what she needs. Good choice.
There she is. Hey, Paula.
Hi.
Paula, this is my good friends Demo and
Hello.
Ace. Guys,
pleasure.
Paula.
Nice to meet you.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Come on, dog.
Thank you.
Nice suit. How you doing?
Thank you. Hi. You know, most guys would have sent flowers, chocolates maybe, but I gotta say, I did not see this coming.
Well, you know, anybody can send flowers, Paula. Mm. Now, I'm gonna let you in on the secret. It's called the finger roll. Quick fingers, light on the trigger. See, double trigger. More paintballs in less time means victory. Let's see it. When you're out there today and you've got these paintballs flying at you at over 200 miles an hour, I guarantee you will not be thinking about the late, great Mr. Fritz.
Holy moly, they really move that fast.
Paul accidentally shoots Ace in the foot.
Ow! Ow! I'm so sorry.
Nice shot!
Oh, thanks.
He's okay. Let's go shoot some strangers, huh?
Tripp's team walk out into the field. Ace spills a canister of paintballs as the opposition laugh mockingly at them.
First one to paint the skirt gets a beer.
I think that guy just laughed at me. Who are these guys?
They go by Devil Babies.
They finished third in the national championship.
Should be an excellent test of our skills.
But these guys are champions?
They didn't win it.
Tripp's team throw themselves behind various inflatable obstacles as they shoot at the opposition. Paula cowers behind an inflatable pillar.
I'm out.
Paintballs explode onto the canvas of the inflatables all around Paula. She makes a run for it into a forest of inflatable columns to hide. Unexpectedly, Ace spots Kit, Paula's flatmate, and is paralyzed by the sight. Suddenly, he is pelted with paint. She is unmoved. Trip rolls commando style over an inflatable and fires viciously at the opposition. Ace talks to Kit, who is randomly firing her gun and drinking beer.
I didn't know they sold beer here.
They don't.
Paula continues to hide.
There you go! Stay down, Paula! Stay down!
Can I have one?
No.
Back in the field, the paintballers throw a smoking grenade and trap two others under an inflatable. As they try to crawl away, they pelt them with paint.
Warm day, huh?
Kit crushes her beer can in her hand and throws it. Nonchalantly, she picks up her gun and handbag and minces away in very high stilettos.
Nice talking to ya.
Paula, hiding behind a barricade, fires over the top behind her, unknowingly hitting Trip on the leg.
Oh, sorry! Sorry, does it count if it was an accident? Fire finger roll!
Right, I need you to come to me!
Oh, no thanks, I'm just gonna stay over here till it's over!
Now!
Oh, Paula runs to Trip behind an inflatable wall. Trip hits the enemy, but then gets hit himself on the helmet.
You will not have died in vain!
Stay down. Paula, where are you?
Finger roll, finger roll, finger roll.
Oh, Tinkerbell! Come out, come out, wherever you are! Sooner you lose, sooner you can go shopping!
Paula creeps up behind the opposition and fires.
Oh, man!
Who's laughing now?
Paula does a little bouncy triumph jog over to the celebrating boys.
Yeah! Yeah! Where are you
landing? Come on!
Hi, kid.
Huh?
You know what? I'm gonna go powder my nose.
I take it you're over your dead golden retriever.
You know, if I really had a dog and he really had died, I think this would have totally helped.
She's badass. She's got good spatial awareness. Great hair.
Thanks.
She's a keeper, man.
She's really great. Really great, Trip.
So can we go now?
Mm-mm. Meeting the friends is very important. Guys need to know we not only like them, but we like their friends, too.
Fine. The tall one's kind of cute. What's he do?
Oh, he's some kind of software writer. He works out of his basement, but he makes a lot of money. Oh, you know what? No, that's the little guy. The tall one just got fired from Kinko's.
How will I choose?
Oh, this is going very well.
Good. So we can go now.
Not until I get the nod. If I don't get the nod, the friend's under mine.
I think you're getting the nod.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Trip is just cruising through the steps. In fact, I think tomorrow I'm going to let him teach me something.
A sailing boat glides over an aquamarine ocean. The golden sunlight dances on the water's surface. The white sails bulge with the force of the wind in them.
Don't have a clue what it is like.
Now, basically there's two ways to turn a boat. There's coming about, yeah, which is turning into the wind, and there's jiving, which is turning away from the wind. Now, jiving is something that you never want to do with a rookie on board, so let's give it a shot.
Well, wait. Why is jiving bad?
It's not bad, it's just fun. Jive, oh!
Come on, Meg, let's get over there.
Come on,
Meg! Trip pulls on ropes, and the boom swings across. Paula ducks.
Oh, my God! Nothing like the threat of decapitation to make it a little more interesting.
Make off this sheet like so.
Okay. Jive ho and making off the sheet? Oh, that's too many words to learn. I just want to get a suntan.
Here, take the wheel.
The what? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Hi.
Call the helm.
Okay. Wait. What are you doing?
I'm going down below.
Well, what's down below?
I don't know. Beer, wine, chips, rum. I don't know. It's not my boat.
But I don't know what I'm doing. I'm not kidding. Seriously.
You're sailing.
What if I hit something?
They both look behind and all around. There is nothing in sight.
I think you'll be okay. Fly.
Wow. I'm sailing.
Trip suddenly runs and grabs at a rope, swinging from it Tarzan style. A sail unfurls, revealing a beautiful royal blue star and stripes design. It catches the wind and leaps out from the mast.
Oh, man. That's gorgeous.
Back on dry land and in a seafood harborside restaurant, they eat al fresco. A man pours a basketful of crabs into a steaming pot.
You know, I thought going on a boat was a good idea because you like it, but my God, that was great. You should buy that boat. I mean, I'm sure it's expensive, but so what? Ooh!
Well, I like that boat, but I really don't,
Nice.
I don't really want a new boat. What I would love is an old wooden boat. Now, they're a lot more upkeep, but when you're on one of those, well, it's like you're part of something, you know? Well, it's like you're connected. You know, the original seafaring people who set sail into the unknown and said things like, holy crap, that's a big wave.
So do it. Buy a crummy old boat. Who cares as long as you're out there?
Well, I'm working on it. The thing is, you gotta be ready. I mean, it's a big commitment. And if you're not ready, you just end up a lonely guy with a big boat payment.
Who says you have to be lonely?
She smiles at him coyly with her head on one side. His brow furrows and he stares back at her questioningly. They continue to eat and smile at one another. She stands up and kisses him gently on the mouth. They rub noses before parting. Paula sits and they smile shyly. Later, Paula gets some champagne from her fridge in her flat as Kit appears.
Hey!
Oh, hey! Hi, I didn't know you're home.
Yeah, everyone from work went to TGI Fridays, but I don't really like that place. Or anyone I work with.
Oh, good. So then we can stay in and watch one of those drinking movies you like.
Yeah.
Paula pours herself a champagne while Kit stops still and concentrates suddenly.
I smell something. Do you smell something?
Oh, Trip and I had crab today.
No, that's not it. I smell fun.
What?
You are a dirty little fun haver.
That is absurd. Trip is a fascinating case. He doesn't fit the usual profile.
Of losers and shut-ins?
I actually don't even see why he still lives at home. He's got a good job. He's got normal social skills. He's attractive. He's really sweet.
Oh, that's so nice that you get to hang out with such a sweet guy every day.
It was a rewarding and successful work day, that's all.
Okay.
And at the end of it, I looked into his eyes and I saw it. I've got him. He is as good as moved out.
It's over. She's gotta go.
You're dumping Paula?
What happened?
Same thing that always happens. Everything's going along nice and smooth, we're having a good time, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, whoop, she gets serious. Oh. I hate to say it, boys, but it is time to take the girl home.
You're doing it again.
What?
The thing where the woman gets close and you pull the relationship ripcord.
Guys, it's simple. The fun's gone. Hey, guys, check this out.
Dolphins arc through the water past their surfboards.
Hey, boy!
Come here, boy. Come here, boy.
Whoa. What's he saying, Demo? Where'd you go?
Where'd you go?
Let me ask you something, Demo.
Yeah.
How's this surfing if there are no waves?
Trip is suddenly pulled off his board.
Trip?
Ace plunges his face into the water and sees Trip being dragged by his foot at speed by one of the dolphins.
Should we go after him?
He's their passenger now.
Passenger? He took him up underwater!
Take me!
Oh, shit! Oh, shit! That son of a bitch bit me! Help!
So you were bit by a dolphin?
Yes. Not just any dolphin. Right? This was a great white dolphin.
Huh.
I'm lucky to still be here.
Trip parks the car outside his house and looks adoringly at Paula.
What? When you
smile, I can got it. We know each
other very well. Wow. This is your house?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. I like to come home to a nice place. Come on in.
Thank you. Oh, it's very pretty.
Thank you.
You want something to drink?
Yeah,
beer,
sure.
Beer, glass of wine?
Sure, wine would be great, thanks.
Glass of wine.
Thanks.
Hey, Mom, Pop, I thought y'all were going out.
Out? No, what do you go out for? We've got those brand new chairs.
Hello. Oh, Trip. Who's your little friend?
Mom, Dad, this is Paula. Paula, this is my mom, my dad, too, and Al.
Wow. Well, hello.
Hello.
How do you do? Hi.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great pleasure to meet you both.
Hi, Paula.
Wow. An awkward atmosphere is developing where they're all staring and smiling at one another while Trip eats from his mother's salad.
So you live with your parents?
Mm-hmm. Is that a problem?
Trip looks sweet and innocent as he waits for his answer from a speechless, floundering Paula.
No. Not for me.
Would you like to stay for dinner?
Oh, well, I'd love to. Thank you.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Why?
Well, it smells good, and I'm really hungry, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm hungry, but my mom here, she's cooking dinner, like she does most nights, right here where I live, with them. The same house I grew up in.
That's nice.
I'm gonna go mow the lawn.
Well, we're about to sit down.
Might mow the neighbors, too.
Is this really okay? Because I don't want to intrude on family time.
Oh, it's fine. I'll set another place.
Okay, thanks.
I'm gonna go help Dad.
Is there anything I can do to help? Listen, I am so sorry. I had no idea that he was gonna bring me over here. But you are doing great.
Well, you're not. I don't know what to tell you, honey, but that strict program of yours, you're gonna have to start deviating. He's breaking up with you.
What?
The only reason he ever brings girls home to meet us is because he's getting ready to dump them.
Really? Well,
That's not happening.
Later that night, in his bedroom, they bump into furniture as they kiss passionately.
Hey, sweetie. I appreciate you staying for dinner, all right? I know that must have been very awkward.
Not at all.
Not at all.
Mm-mm.
Trip pushes Paula up against the door as the passion heats up.
You don't mind that my parents are downstairs right now?
They're asleep in their chairs.
Wide awake, they stare at the ceiling.
Don't stare.
I'm paying for it. I'll stare if I want to.
Paula, kissing Trip, walks him backwards onto his bed.
I'm just saying, you know, they might hear us.
Why? Are you a screamer?
Trip looks amazed and allows himself to be pushed onto his back.
Wow!
It's morning and Paula creeps out of the bedroom onto the landing. She places her palm onto the shut door and smiles to herself. Then, walking backwards, checking no one sees her, she accidentally catches a vase with her arm, but manages to stop it from falling. She replaces the vase and tiptoes past the parents' room. The door opens.
Paula? Hey, you're up. Wow, early risers. Hey, listen, FYI, work-wise, we're definitely on track. Things are good. Trip is good. Well, actually, he's fantastic. Of course, I don't need to tell you that. You're his parent. I'm just trying to say you should be very proud of him. Well, you got a lovely home.
Paula bolts down the stairs. Elsewhere in a shop, Kit walks down the aisles of work clothes eating a chocolate bar.
Sorry, miss. You're not allowed to eat that in the store.
She tosses the packet. The man, startled, catches it. Looking slowly around the store, she spots a man polishing a rifle at the far end. Watching him, she imagines the mockingbird. She walks, trance-like, towards him, quickening in pace. Until suddenly, she grabs the gun from him.
I need to buy a gun. How much is this big gun here?
That's a 12K shotgun. That's a pretty powerful weapon. You know, for a woman your size, I'd probably recommend something a little, more compact.
So I just point, and then I squeeze the trigger, and then boom.
Yeah. What did you say you were shooting?
$1,200. Wow. How much are the bullets for this?
Shells. Shotguns use shells. Anyway, whatever. They're $15 for a box of 25.
Okay. I don't need a whole box. I just need... one.
You know, I get sad sometimes, too. So many pressures in life, you know. Can I give you a phone number for some people who can help?
Oh, no.
It's like a hotline.
Listen, Sunshine, I'm not, suicidal.
No, I know.
I just have a problem with a mockingbird.
Okay. You can't kill a mockingbird.
Why not?
Well, for one, there's the book To Kill a Mockingbird.
Oh, copy of that too, right here.
No, it's not a manual on how to kill mockingbirds. It's a classic American novel. How do you not know this?
I know a lot of other things, including the gun.
No!
Yes!
I'm not going to sell you this gun. Mockingbirds are protected under the Federal Migratory Bird Treaty Act. Killing one is a crime.
Look, this is insane. I have rights too, you know, or maybe you haven't heard of the Sixth Amendment.
The right to a speedy and public trial?
You're on my list, Jim.
Ah, I got great boat shoes. Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing. I got shoes for the next time Trip and I go sailing, and they're not just cute. Trip says they're actually very practical. They have these little ridges on the bottom.
Wait, slow down. Look at me. What happened last night?
What happened last night?
I tried to end it.
Tried as in you failed?
Yeah. The sex was fantastic.
You had sex with him?
This is not a big deal.
What was that rule that you had about never, ever having sex with clients? Oh, yeah. I never, ever have sex with my clients.
Those are my rules. I can change them if I need to. It's not like I don't know what I'm doing.
So your parents weren't home?
No, they were downstairs.
And you were upstairs?
Yeah.
Look, I am still in control. This was a one-time emergency situation. You know, it's very complicated. I don't have time right now to explain to you how business works.
You don't need to explain to me how business works. I'm not an idiot.
Do you know that I have a contract? I have fiduciary responsibilities to uphold.
From a fiduciary standpoint, would you say that you had an orgasm?
The assistant drops the shells.
Come on. Were we talking to you? No, clean that mess up.
Hey, can we please discuss this someplace else?
That's okay. You guys can stay here if you want.
What are you gonna do now?
I don't know. I'm in uncharted waters here, boys.
My mom thinks it's her dog, but I do all the work. I mean, you don't brush an Irish setter.
You have an Irish setter?
Yeah.
I have a yellow lab. I mean, it's getting kind of old, but we should definitely get them together.
We should... God, I'm so lucky. I mean, I'm so lucky. Look at you, and look at me.
Come on. Look at you. You're smart. You're attractive. You love the original Star Wars trilogy because it's all about storytelling and myth before CGI ruined everything. I mean, come on. What girl wouldn't want to be with you?
A shocking number, actually.
Well, you know what? It's their loss. You show me a guy who loves Empire, and I will show you a guy who's not afraid of his imagination. Like when Luke gets to the cave, and he asks Yoda what's in there, and Yoda says...
Only what you take with you.
But he goes in anyway.
Yes.
He's not afraid of his own mind.
Walking the path of the Jedi, that's why.
That's you! You're Luke!
I gotta pee.
Oh, didn't you just go?
Listen, I'll be right back. Just don't go anywhere, okay?
I'm not gonna go anywhere.
Okay, cool. But really, don't go anywhere.
She is looking in her bag and doesn't notice him.
Hey, Paula.
Oh, God! Shit! You scared the crap out of me.
What you doing? This isn't your usual place, is it?
Just having lunch with a friend.
Huh. You always hold your friend's hands?
We touched hands. I just touched his hand.
Well, my friends never touch my hands. You put me in a very difficult position here.
Okay, look, what do you want?
Kit opens the door to Ace holding a yellow rose. She slams the door.
No.
It's just coffee. You don't have to marry him.
First of all, that's the geeky computer guy. It's bad enough I have to go out with a loser who still lives with his mom, but you led me to believe that it was the handsome minimum wage slacker.
No, I don't think that I did that. Okay, I didn't have a choice. He was gonna tell Trip, and you were the only bargaining chip that I had. You should take that as a compliment.
He's a troll.
He's not a troll. He's endearing and quirky.
Oh, for Christ's sake. I'm coming!
She gives Paula a withering look as she goes out the door, stomping towards Ace. He holds up the rose, and she snatches it out of his hand as she passes him. He turns and trots happily after her.
I hope you like fish. So how does Paula do it anyway? Seems like it would be hard on her. Did she ever get it confused with her real life?
What makes you think she has a real life?
It's just kind of a weird job. I mean, how does one get into that field?
A couple of years ago, she fell for a guy who wouldn't move out of his parents' house. I don't know. I guess because she couldn't fix him, she has to fix all the other losers out there. No offense.
None taken. Listen, if you want to go, that's okay.
I'm sorry I slammed the door in your face. I don't sleep much.
Really? Me either. Just have too much stuff going on in my head. Is that the same thing?
No. No. I want to sleep, but I can't because there's a bird outside my window, and all night long it chirps, and it chirps, and it chirps, and it's annoying, and I can't get it to shut up.
I have a BB gun.
Elsewhere at a baseball match are Paula, Tripp, his friend, and Tripp's nephew.
Yeah. So, did you get my message today?
Oh, no, you know what? I had my phone turned off. I was having lunch with a girlfriend.
My teacher, Miss Kramer, has a girlfriend.
Oh, that's nice.
She's a lesbian.
Oh.
Well, don't act all cool about it. You're jealous because you like her.
You're the one who's always staring at her shirt.
He's lying.
The crowd all rise, straining to see the action on the pitch. Meanwhile, back at the flat, Kit and Ace crouch behind Kit's bed, a BB gun poised in Kit's hand.
I don't hear anything.
He'll come. He always comes.
How many times did you pump it?
Twice.
Good. Because we don't want to kill it, just sting it so it flies away.
Yeah.
So is Kit short for Catherine?
Yes. Is Ace short for Ace Rooney?
It was a nickname.
Were you really good at cards or something?
Until I was 10, I had a undescended testicle.
They suddenly launch themselves at one another's mouths, kissing clumsily. The bird appears at the window. They reposition themselves, Ace holding the gun and taking aim.
There you are.
Say goodnight, birdie.
I got him!
The bird falls.
You pumped it more than twice, didn't you?
They race into the kitchen with the body of the bird.
God, why'd you make me do that? Oh!
Get the table!
Oh, God! Is he okay?
I don't know.
Where's he hit?
I don't know.
Is he dead?
I don't.
Oh, no.
Look.
The BB.
Well, maybe he's just stunned. Do you know CPR?
Well, yeah, but...
Do it.
It's a
do
bird.
It.
Okay. Check vitals. Where's the pulse?
Gently.
In the airway.
Don't hurt him.
I'm not hurt.
Okay. Be careful with him. He's little.
I don't know.
Oh my God. It's not working. He's going. Do something! We're losing him!
Not on my watch!
Ace puts his lips around the bird's beak.
Oh, 1,000, 2,000, 3,000!
Walk away from the line, little buddy!
He blows again.
1,000, 2,000, 3,000! Oh my God! Oh my God!
The bird bites Ace on the nose before flying off into the room. Ace falls to the floor in agony, clutching his nose as the bird swoops and flies around, bumping into the furniture. He eventually flies out of the front door, leaving Kit and Ace to slowly get to their feet. They stare with ruffled hair in amazement after the bird. Suddenly, they launch themselves once again into each other's arms, snogging as they fall to the floor. Back to the baseball match.
I'm hungry.
Captain, you just had nachos, two hot dogs, and a bag of peanuts.
I didn't have ice cream.
My bad.
Fine, can I have a fruit bar?
Oh, now you're getting good. That's good, I'm a negotiator here. All right.
Hey, wait for me.
Wait, let's check with Miss Paula, see if she needs anything. Maybe a Royals number one foam finger.
Don't come back without a foam
finger.
You've
got it.
Tripp and his nephew Jeffrey walk up the steps of the stands, leaving Paula and Tripp's friend alone.
Tripp and Jeffrey are very cute together, aren't they?
Yeah. Listen, while we have a minute,
yeah?
I really want to talk to you about the whole dating my best friend for money thing.
What?
So this must be the date where you show that you share the guy's intense passion for something that really you don't have the slightest interest in.
Okay, look, I don't know what you heard, but...
Ace told me everything. Don't worry, I haven't ratted you out. Truth is, I support your overall goal. But if you really want to help him, and I think you do, you have to have all the facts, starting with the fact that Jeffrey's not Tripp's nephew. You ever heard of Amy?
Amy, she's Amy's son. Amy is Tripp's first love, and she died 6 years ago. He never told you about it.
Later, Paula arrives back to her flat where Kit is tidying up.
Oh, my God. I am the worst person in the world.
Oh, hey. You're home. Great.
I have to break up with Tripp. I'm terminating my contract, and I can't do it. What happened in here?
Nothing. I tripped. Go on with your story.
Oh, well, Tripp was engaged.
Okay.
And you know Jeffrey, his nephew? He's not his nephew. He's not related to him at all. Jeffrey is a boy whose mother was going to marry Tripp, And she died.
That's so sad.
I know.
Who gives a shit?
I beg your pardon?
Seriously, I've never heard you talk this way about a client before. I don't know why you're whining about this one.
Because he's been through an actual tragedy. This is about Trip not being an appropriate client. It's an ethical problem. Who's that?
Kit attempts to look innocent.
What? Oh, in... That's Philip. Who's Philip? Philip's,
Oh. Hi. Ladies.
Did I say that you could come out?
Well.
He's nice.
That's nice.
Look, I don't see why it's so complicated. You like Trip. Tell Trip you like him.
I gotta tell you something. I told Paul about Amy.
Whoa. What? What? Why?
You were never going to. You never even say her name. Amy was his ex-fiance. She died about 6 years ago.
To lose love is greatest pain of all.
That's right.
It's okay to cry. Let's turn around.
I'm fine, guys.
Hey.
You're not right to do that, man. That's my life.
You're right. And normally, I believe everybody needs to walk their own path, but just you're not walking yours, okay? You're sitting near the path on a rock. This was the only thing I could do given the circumstances.
Circumstances?
Brings up the other thing I gotta tell you. I feel a little bit bad because I kind of implied to Paul that I wouldn't say anything, but deception's a poison. It's like margarine. I can't have that in my body.
God damn it, Demo. Get to the point. Come on.
Your parents hired Paul to date you so that you'd move out of their house.
Bullshit, what are you talking about?
We're paying her to be your girlfriend.
Paula?
Yeah, but she's a professional interventionist. It's her job.
You're telling me it's not real?
No. No, it's real. It's very real. Okay, you're upset right now. I want to encourage you to see past that bottomless sense of betrayal. Focus on the future, okay? Because I think you guys can work things out. I mean it. I think you crazy kids have a shot.
In his kitchen, Trip is cooking up a storm. The surfaces are covered in food and equipment while his parents relax in the living room.
So you came home and he was cooking?
Yeah.
Strange. Hey, you know what?
What?
Smells good.
I know.
Did you get that?
Oh. Hi, I didn't know that you guys were going to be here.
But listen, we didn't either. Come on, man.
Okay, thank you.
Trip's in the kitchen.
Oh,
that does too. All right.
Trip?
Hey, there's my girl. Come here to you.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on?
Got a little family dinner. All the people that I care about the most. Together in one room, good time.
Hey, Listen, can we talk?
Absolutely, there's gonna be plenty of time to talk over dinner, but right now, I'm cooking. Mom, Pop, you want some more vino?
Oh, that's good.
Oh, just a little bit more for the YOU, babe. Mm-hmm.
Trip, I don't know what to say.
Well, Mom, will you knock that talk off? I made this beautiful dinner tonight to say thank you to the people that I love the most, all of you. I'm truly blessed. Mom, Pop, sweetie.
That's good, son.
Cheers.
Dig in. Hang on. Ding, 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 ding. I'm too excited. I have an announcement to make here. Okay. Paula, the last couple of weeks that I've spent with you have been amazing, surprising, joyful, surprising. I can honestly say that because of you, I've experienced emotions that I didn't even know I had. So call me crazy, but I think we should move in together.
That's my boy!
Okay, baby, Miss Waters?
Thank you. That's wonderful news.
I am so proud of you, son. Right? And the thing is, Mom, Dad, I've lived upstairs since I was 3. And it's been great. Right? You two are the best parents that a boy could ever ask for. I mean, I can only hope that I'm going to be able to give my kids, our kids, half of the love, the respect, the understanding, the support that you two have given me. I guess what I'm saying is, it is time for Tripp to spread his wings.
Wow. Well, this is very unexpected.
So here's the plan. All right, we're going to blow out the east wall of my bedroom, enlarge the bathroom, basically turn the entire upstairs into a secondary master suite. So there's room for the both of us and the both of you under the same roof. What do you say?
Tripp's mum and dad stare aghast at one another and then at Paula, who looks dazed.
I'm not understanding. You want Paula to move in here?
Yes! It's the perfect solution. Mom, Dad, you like her. Paula, you like them. We're all going to be right here together, under one roof, a big happy family. I'm telling you, I'm getting really excited about
this. Whoa, wait just a second. Take a deep breath here and check.
Tripp, I just think that we should probably talk about this, just because it's a big idea.
Shh, honey, I've given this a lot of thought. All right, it'll work. And the best part about it is, Mom, Dad, you won't have to keep paying Paula to be my girlfriend. Huh? Or did I say something wrong? Come on. You're all getting what you wanted. Paula, you don't have to pretend to like me anymore. And Mom, Dad, you wanted me out of the house. I'm out.
Tripp leaves the room. The others look ashamed as he runs out into the rain and gets into his car. He looks shaken. Paula runs out of the house towards his car.
Tripp!
I don't want to hear it.
Come on, Tripp. Please, you don't understand.
You're right. Hold on. I don't know what your daily rate is, but that's everything I've got in my wallet. It's $300.
Oh, come on, Tripp.
It should be good for tonight, especially since we didn't have sex.
Please, Tripp, let me just explain to you.
Get the fuck out of my car.
She stares wide-eyed at him. He leans across her and opens the door.
Oh, my God.
She pulls her coat over her head and gets out, while Tripp, his jaw tight, stares straight ahead. He screeches away, leaving her watching him go in the pouring rain. She slowly trudges back into the house.
Some say every day we will learn something that helps us to get things.
Tripp lies in the hull of a small rowing boat named Jenny Wren in his workshop, staring up at the ceiling, deep in thought.
Nothing is clear to me.
The next day, Jeffrey and Tripp sit on high chairs under the hull of a catamaran on props.
So your parents gave her money. My grandparents gave my babysitter money, and I still like her.
Well, good for you, Captain. Hey, can we talk about something else?
Fine. The 32 is nice. Mm. But I think I see myself more in the 37. What do you think?
Don't buy a boat, dude.
I love boats.
No, you don't love boats. You love the idea of a boat. But the reality is, they're just a drain on your time, your wallet, and your emotions. And in the end, she will break your heart. You see, because no matter how much you care for her, she's got no feelings for you. I mean, look at her. She's a boat. She's wood. So forget buying a boat. You want to feel pain? You're better off slamming your hand in the car door.
Ha! You see, that's the stuff that screams, I live with my mother.
What?
I mean it. I'm telling you as a friend. You bring that weak stuff to the playground, you won't last 10 minutes.
Thank you very much for giving me a few minutes of your time.
Why don't you sit down?
No, thank you. No, I just want to give you this.
What is it?
It's your money. I'm returning it. I know it doesn't fix anything. I know that nothing can, but given the circumstances, I don't feel good keeping it, so really, please take it.
Okay. What?
This has never happened before. I want you to know that. He seemed like an open and shut case. I guess I was overly confident. I don't know, and he won't return any of my phone calls, and I keep replaying it over and over in my mind. I don't know where I...
You're in love with our son.
A boat motors into the harbor. Trip walks through the boatyard and almost collides with Demo and Ace's car.
Gee! Hey, come on, we're gonna go rock climbing. Get in the car.
No.
You've been moping around here for 2 weeks. Come on, get in.
Nah.
Trip! Come on, it's unlocked. It wants you to get in. Come on, get in the car, Trip.
Oh, isn't this great, guys? How you doing up there, Trip?
You feeling it?
Yeah, baby.
This is a nice rock.
Aren't you glad we came?
Yeah.
Doing good. This is having fun, aren't we?
You guys want any carrots? Woo!
Trip, you should call Paula. She wants to see you.
That's enough, Demo.
Little slack, Ace.
Oh. Here you go.
Uh-huh.
Belay on.
Trip swings his hand up to a grip, and deep inside the crevice, a lizard approaches his fingertips.
You know, she's hurting, too.
She's miserable, Trip.
Let it go, guy.
The lizard sinks its teeth into his fingers. Ace! Trip is propelled backwards and swings into the rock face, sending Ace shooting into the air at the end of the rope. Trip hits the ground. The lizard appears to laugh. Ace is left dangling upside down on the end of the rope, still nibbling his carrot.
My bad.
I once knew a specialist used to send some...
Paula mopes in front of the TV.
Look, Paula, this has to stop. You don't sleep, and the only thing I've seen you eat in the last 3 days is a bag of Mint Milanos.
Well, don't worry about me. I'll be gone in a couple weeks.
What? Where are you going?
I'm moving back to Colorado.
What are you going to do in Colorado?
I haven't figured it out.
Well, that's stupid. I mean, what are you going to do until you figure it out? Move in with your parents? Oh, that's so wrong.
Don't judge me, okay? I mean, you of all people, it's pretty funny.
You know what? I'm the one who's in a real relationship. You're the one who lies for a living. You think you're so smart, but you don't know anything. Did you really think you'd never get caught? You could have been happy, but you blew it. Now you try to act like it's everyone else's fault, but it's all you, and now you think Colorado's the answer?
You know, Kit, just because you finally convinced a guy to sleep with you more than once doesn't make you an expert on relationships.
Paula flounces out. Trip is coming to after his fall. His friends bend over his prostrate body and stare into his face.
Trip.
Hey, buddy.
Come on.
There you are.
Oh.
Is he?
Hey. You were bitten by a chuckwalla. That shouldn't have happened. It's a reptile of peace. I have a theory. This isn't the first time that nature's lashed out at you like this. I believe it's because your life is fundamentally at odds with the natural world. Therefore, nature rejects you.
You're insane. Can I have some water?
Right here. Here we go.
Okay, easy. Look, I've been all over the world. You're the only human, to my knowledge, who's been bitten by a dolphin, a chipmunk, and a vegetarian lizard in the same calendar year.
And you haven't been a very good friend, either. Do you realize that not once have you asked me about my relationship with Kit?
Dude, did you just drop me from a 40-foot cliff? I mean, you want to talk about a friend, man. You went by my back and blackmailed your way into getting your girlfriend.
He's right.
I'm sorry I dropped you from a cliff.
It's okay.
Granted, he used you, but not out of malice. Look at him. How many chances is he going to get? He saw a chance for love, Trip, and he took it, which is exactly what we wanted for you.
Am I getting advice from my two loser buddies who still live at home?
Actually, I own my home.
What?
No, you don't.
I bought it a couple years ago for my mom. That way she has a place to live and I won't get nailed on the inheritance tax.
Huh? Smart.
Wow.
And Demo here has chosen the life of a wanderer. I mean, sure, he technically still lives at home.
Yeah.
But his permanent address is in his heart. He's a bum.
I think what we're trying to say is that the two of us are happy and we're perfectly functional.
And you, Trip, are not.
The sun throws dappled light through the trees onto Trip's car roof as he leans against it, staring at his house deep in contemplation. He goes inside.
Mom! Pop!
Trip walks through the empty house, stopping to listen at his old bedroom door. He enters to see his father naked, feeding the fish in a tank.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble, cause ain't nothing but a G-bang, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Hey, Trip, what are you doing here?
Just came by to get some stuff. What are you doing?
I'm feeding the fish.
Yeah? I see that. You're naked. In my room.
This is my naked room. I mean, it's my house. Man ought to be able to do whatever he wants to do in his own house. Wore a suit for 40 years.
So now we got 40 years of...
No suit.
No suit. All right. I'm gonna let you get back to feeding your fish.
Thanks for stopping by.
Hey, Pop. Seriously, man, was it that bad having me around?
Don't be an idiot, son. Mom and I love you.
Then why didn't you just say something? All you had to do was tell me.
You need time after Amy had passed away, Trip. And who knows how much time is right. Huh? Is it 2 years? Is it 6 years? Then I ran into Bud and Bev Nestor, and they'd worked with Paula. And their son is really happy now. Lives in Seattle, I think. Married an Indian girl. Anyway, it just seemed easier.
Easier. All right. Hey, man. Gotta say, I like what you've done with the place.
Yeah. I like it. I love you, son.
Hey, love you, too. Shake on.
Oh.
Why don't you get back to scaring those fish, buddy? Right. Huh?
All right. Come back anytime, son. Come here. Bucket.
Trip walks into the utility room to see his mom ironing.
Mom?
Trip.
You see what's going on upstairs? Pop's naked. There's a naked room.
I know. He's always wanted one. He tried to take over the dining room until I convinced him that the first floor was problematic. You okay?
Yeah. Just came by to pick up some clothes.
I'm sorry. It was a lousy thing to do. You know, when we first met Paula, when we hired her, I didn't want you to go. For years, I'd been dreading the day you'd leave, and I always thought it was because I'd miss you so much. Then I realized that was only part of it. I didn't want you to leave because... being alone with your father freaks the living shit out of me.
What?
I'm terrified, Trip. And it's not just about the naked room. Since your father retired, I'm used to having you here. Like a buffer, you know, somebody to talk to when your father's all moody and sullen. And now we're just gonna have to get to know each other all over again. And... what if he doesn't like me?
Hey. You still love him, right?
Against all odds.
And you figure it out.
She nods. He hugs her close and she rests her head on his shoulder, squeezing her eyes shut. They part and she smiles, going back to her ironing.
You're gonna miss me.
That's true.
I called you all here together
Because obviously we have a situation. I know we all feel some responsibility, but this isn't about blame. It's about finding a solution. Two people we love are hurting, so let's put on our thinking caps.
Yeah, shirt feels like it weighs 100 pounds.
Albert.
Okay, how about this? We send flowers to Paula from Trip, and flowers to Trip from Paula.
Then what?
Then they love each other.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Because of the flowers.
Thank you, Philip. Now, let's all try to come up with a plan that's not so idiotic.
Paula is moving out and drags her suitcase through the hall.
Hey. Listen, I went through all the CDs, but if you end up with some of mine or I end up with some of yours, let's just call it even, okay?
Okay, sure.
Okay.
I hate this.
I know, I do too. So let's just get it over with then.
Okay, look. I know I'm a girl and I'm supposed to be better at this emotional crap, but I'm not, so I'm just gonna say it. I am sorry that I pointed out to you that you fell in love with a client and that made you go crazy and turn into a total bitch.
Wow. That must have been really hard for you to say.
I thought it was going to be, but I just kind of breezed right through it.
Well, thanks. And I'm sorry that I pointed out that you haven't had a real relationship for the last 5 years because I'm the only person who can tolerate your bizarre and violent mood swings.
Oh, thank you.
Goodbye.
I'm gonna miss you.
Yeah, I'm gonna miss you too.
Can I at least give you a ride to the airport?
Sure.
On the way, let's stop at Phillips. I can give you back that sweater of yours that you lost.
They pull up outside Philip's apartment and Kit opens the door for Paula with a sly grin on her face.
Wow, this is fantastic.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
Wow.
At this point, we're just waiting for his mom to kick it so we can move upstairs.
That is a lovely sentiment.
Go, 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 go!
Hey! Kit! What are you... Oh, hi, fellas!
Look in the closet.
Why?
Huh?
Wait, what are you guys doing?
Ace, Demo, and Kit have trapped Paula inside the apartment, sticking a sign to the glass which says, "Look inside the closet." Paula gingerly approaches the closet. Lifting the latch, she whips open the door to find Trip bound and gagged with a post-it note on his head. She rips off the tape on his mouth.
Sorry. I tried to do it fast so it wouldn't hurt.
You were concerned about hurting me. It's a refreshing change of pace.
Listen, I say there's no downside. They already hate each other.
I wonder how they're doing.
Whoa, hold on a second.
Let's check, shall we?
Ace flips open a laptop.
Okay, watch this.
A camera focuses on Paula and Trip.
Is this how it's gonna be? Because, your note says, "Hi, we need to talk."
Yeah, I wrote that. Right after I tied myself to the chair and covered my mouth with duct tape.
So you don't want to talk?
To you? I'll pass.
Paula walks away while the others watch in a cafe.
I can't see your face. Do you have any other angles?
Of course I have angles. Check it out. I installed 27 cameras that cover every inch of the apartment.
Were these up last night?
Yeah. No. Ow.
I help tie the knots. The one on his feet is called an anchor hitch.
I could get out of those ropes.
Can't get out of your barbecue apron.
Well, this is ridiculous. Not to mention juvenile. We can't just sit here and not say anything. All right, fine. I'll start. I think you're being a jackass.
I think those pants make you look fat.
But in a sexy.
I don't get it.
I told you this was a stupid idea.
Hey.
We should have done the flowers.
Oh, wait. She's gonna say something.
Trip, I apologize. My job was manipulative and deceitful, but the second that I found out about Amy, I was gonna end it. But I never got the chance because you found out first.
Paula slowly removes the duct tape from his mouth again.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Apology accepted.
Thank you. Come on. You don't want to say anything?
No, I do have a question.
Absolutely, anything.
How many others were there before me? I'm just asking because, you know, maybe we could all get together, you know, form a support group. And if there already is a group, I'm curious, is it a small group like a basketball team or is it a big group like the Chinese?
Wow, somebody's all cranky today.
Trip. Your mother was still making you pancakes for breakfast. And it's not as if I waltzed into your life unbidden. Your parents called me. Your life was in an extended stall pattern.
I wish I could talk to guys like that.
Well, it's easier when the guy's tied up.
No, I've talked to guys tied up before.
Says a waitress staring at the laptop.
You want to talk about my life? What about your life? Hey, but maybe I shouldn't judge. I'm sure there's some reason that you turned out to be a soul-sucking Labrador retriever-killing harpy.
I don't get it. How does the dog fit into it?
Good question.
Can you turn it on?
They're laptop speakers, so...
A crowd is gathering.
Unless...
The cafe's home theater system.
I was doing fine before you showed up. Right? I was having fun.
Oh, and I just ruined everything. So is that why you tried to break up with me? Or actually, you didn't. You just trotted out your parents so that I would have to break up with you.
Oh, snap!
That got his attention.
That's right. You call her on her shit, she's going to call you on yours. What are you going to do, baby? Are you going to cry?
Sorry.
Why would you do that?
Because you gave me the look.
Not the look.
Why are you bringing up the look?
What's the look?
The look that says, hey... I like you.
Oh, wow. That must have been horrible for you.
Do I do the look?
Yeah. No.
I never meant to hurt you.
I believe that. But what do I know about you? I mean, the entire amount of time we spent together was a big scam. I found a woman I cared about, and she turned out to be a total fraud. Do you have real feelings?
Of course I have real feelings.
For what?
For you! And believe me, I did not want that because I had a good life before you. Well, not good, but it was okay. Well, it was empty, actually, but at least I was blissfully unaware of how miserable I was, whereas now, because of you... I am acutely aware of how completely and totally unhappy I am. Thank you for that.
Demo's eyes well up, Jeffrey smiles, Ace is on tenterhooks, Tripp's mum looks tense, a man in an unknown couple wells up.
I don't usually like reality TV shows, but this is so emotional.
Are you crying?
My Tripp.
Tripp sits and thinks for a moment while Paula stays watching him. Suddenly, he spins himself around in the office chair and taps his feet while he thinks. Slowly, he begins to inch his way towards her, pulling himself forward on the wheelie chair across the floor.
He's moving!
He's rolling.
Here we go.
Our boy's making a move! Our boy's
moving
making
his feet!
Move.
He's rolling! Go!
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 Oh my God! He could go!
Go.
Oh, no.
Wait! Don't do all the work, son! Make her meet you halfway!
So what do we do now?
The huge gathered crowd lean forward in anticipation.
Actually, it's quite simple. You just have to decide. Do you want to spend the rest of your life having fun, or do you want to spend it with me? Shut up. Not everything you say is perfect.
We can have a little bit of fun, can't we?
Huh? Paula leaps onto Tripp, taking his head in her hands and kissing him full on the mouth. The cafe crowd erupt. Demo scoops up the waitress and kisses her. Ace and Kit kiss. Paula, sitting on Tripp's lap now, kisses him harder, and their image is displayed on both the laptop and the huge screens. Jeffrey grins.
Hallelujah!
Whoa. Show's over. You don't need to see that. Come on, let's you and I go outside, huh? Play some football. I'll show you how to throw it deep.
After, I'll show you how to ice your shoulder down.
It is a bright, sunny day and the vast ocean is calm. A lone sailing boat cruises gently along. The name on it reads Miss Paula. Paula is at the helm. Tripp comes up from below deck.
You just take it easy. I got everything under control. Hey, what's the champagne about?
It's Thursday. Whoa! Hey!
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Cheers. Hmm?
They hold their champagne glasses and kiss, a long, lingering kiss.
All right, Captain. Where are we heading?
Hmm? Well, oh, there's a lighthouse. Can we go over there?
Sure. Your job.
Paula spins the wheel and the boom swings around. She ducks. Tripp doesn't. It smacks into him, sending him flying into the water.
Oh, Tripp, jibe hole! God, I said it late! I'm sorry!
The sail drops on the boat as Tripp bobs to the surface.
Oh, Tripp?
What happened to jibe hole?
I'm so sorry. Are you okay?
Yeah. Just got the wind knocked out of me. Maybe collapsed lung, bruised sternum. Other than that, I'll survive.
I'm gonna get you a flotation device, okay?
Yeah.
Stay right there.
That's a good idea.
A dolphin glides through the water towards him.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Nobody. Huh?
The dolphin waggles its head to be stroked. Tripp touches its head gently.
Yeah. Yeah. That's it. Okay.
Here, I... Oh, my God!
Yeah, huh?
That's amazing.
What do you say, big man? Huh?
The dolphin swims away, and Tripp gestures a peace sign to it. It rises out of the water, waving its head goodbye.
Hey. Still need this?
Paula holds up the safety ring.
No, I'm good.
She nods and smiles.
I'm real good.
Tripp swims towards the boat, which stands bathed in a shaft of sunlight glinting on the water's surface.
I can't handle it, I ain't ready.
The end.